Welcome to Section 9, where we talk about IT and information security. I'm Damian Hull.
And I'm Dorothy.
And today we're going to be talking about a couple of things here. I no longer work for somebody else. I'm now working for myself. So that's kind of an interesting process there. And I'm trying to put certain things together to help the business move forward. So one of the things I've been looking at is more automation with AutoMox, and then also some new features that I've never played with within LastPass. And then a combination of the two to try to get that automatically set up on somebody's machine. Because we need to focus more on that kind of thing. Because you know, we're just two people. So if we have to do something, then we can actually do that ourselves. You know, we can log into our system, we can install that. But if we're in a situation where somebody has, 30, 40, 50, 100 people, we can't walk to each machine and do that. You have to automate that process. So I tried to do that today using AutoMox and figuring out ways in which we can actually try to deploy LastPass from AutoMox and have everything just work.
Okay, so how did it go? I mean, start from the beginning. What is the very first thing that you did with AutoMox?
So the first thing you have to take into consideration is whether or not an application has the ability to be installed from the command line. And what you want to see is the quiet mode option. So you haven't seen this before because you've never seen somebody do this. And we've never actually done this because, we have, but you haven't seen the process by which that happens. Because
let me ask you. I know that with certain third-party applications that AutoMox doesn't have, we were able to add the code for them to be deployed. So what does this quiet mode mean? Explain that to me because I don't know what that means.
Okay, so normally when you install an application, something pops up, it's a little wizard, you got to click through the wizard. Well, you don't want that to happen when the user is sitting there. You want all of those things taken care of for them because what you're trying to do is simplify everything and you want to be able to provide your users with the applications they have to have without them having to do anything. It just works.
So what you're saying is that you're going to put the code to make the wizard go behind the scenes, and then that way people don't see it, but it is being automatically deployed. So like you were saying, you didn't have to go from machine to machine?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you don't want them to see anything, and you want all of the options you want to have installed checked ahead of time, and it's all done with a script behind the scenes.
And where do you find the scripts?
So that's something that we have to work on because sometimes it's not all that straightforward. And sometimes they give you the command line options, but then what AutoMox wants to have is the PowerShell version of that. So typically what used to happen is you would have, command line, script that would work and give you that, automatically installing those applications behind the scenes, and you don't have to be there in front of that machine. But now what's happening is some of the command line stuff that we used to use is going away in favor of some sort of PowerShell script. So now PowerShell is the big thing, has been for a while. And so all the regular CLI stuff that we used to do in Windows, that's going to have to go away. And we want to do all of that with PowerShell now because PowerShell has more options. And so that's something that we want to focus on. Unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot of PowerShell experience. At least I don't. So now the question is, how do we get these things installed and have them just work? And for all of the things that we're going to try and do, we have to think in terms of 100 systems, right? How would I use this in 100 systems? Because that forces us to say, okay, it's not just two people.
Right.
Or I can just manually install it, I'll be fine. It's 100. How do I do that on 100 systems automatically? So that's where things get a bit tricky. And there's no real issue yet that I found with AutoMox and LastPass. There's a bit of a funky issue in terms of how you use them and how you create your scripts. So I'll give you an example here. When I went to go and find out how to install LastPass, originally what we did was we just used the extension. We were fine. We did that in Chrome. You just look at Chrome.
That was what my question was going to be. I thought that LastPass was an extension.
Well, there's a couple of things. So there's the extension.
Okay.
And so you can go to the Chrome web store and then do the thing And I don't do that enough. So today what I had to do is look up how to install extensions on Chrome because I don't spend enough time doing that.
No, I usually do all that.
Yeah, because exactly. You usually do all that. Once I got that figured out and was able to, you know, because what I did was I uninstalled LastPass, put it back in, and tried to do it all from the command line from, you know, AutoMox and have it auto-install and all of that. And typically what happens is this. You look for scripts to automatically install your application. You figure out what your options are. You try it. You test it. You say, oh, this doesn't work. It's missing something. You do some more searching. You do some more research. You find something else. You put that in there. And then you find that, oh, it still doesn't work. And you have to go back and forth. So in this particular situation, what's kind of cool is that LastPass on the admin page, and they have a new admin page now. They've sort of redid the admin console. And on there, they have a section for installing the software, which I thought was pretty cool. So what you can do in that section there is you can download a different versions of that. So there's an MSI installer and there's an EXE. The MSI gives you the quiet mode, but you have to give it the right commands. So you can open up like a command prompt, or in this case, we want to really use PowerShell. And then you can copy and paste what they have in there, but you need to modify it with the right settings that you want to have automatically installed. And none of these instructions are all that clear. It doesn't matter whether you're LastPass or something else. They're typically not very clear on how you're going to do that. So when I went and tried to do the installation initially, it actually worked. But here's where I get confused by LastPass. I'm not entirely sure what the Windows app is, because it says there is a Windows app. But I don't know what the Windows app actually is, because it's not like KeePass where you run KeePass and it pops up and you can see stuff. You know, there's an actual program that you see. So LastPass installs something, and then you get a, in this case, what I did was I wanted the desktop shortcut. So that was part of the command. Puts in the desktop shortcut, works great. You click on that. But here's the thing, when you click on the desktop shortcut, it takes you to the website. I'm confused as to why they say...
But does it take you to the website for you to log in?
Yes.
Okay.
Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, because like, well, where's the desktop version of this? I don't understand what you mean by a Windows app if it's not something that it's not like an app on my phone. It's not like KeePass where I open up a program. So I'm going to have to call them and ask them exactly what these things are, because that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. And then the other thing that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me is, okay, I have certain things that auto-install. Great. What I don't have is a way to auto-install the plugin on Chrome.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask. Because I thought, you know, we have a set of applications that you want on all of our workstations, right? One of them was Google Chrome with all the extensions. And I guess I'm confused, because if we install Google Chrome for someone and somebody has used Google Chrome and they have their extensions in there, why wouldn't they populate?
Okay, so let's say, for example, you're a new user, you're working for Section 9, I just hired you. What's the problem with that? You now work for Section 9. You have a whole new machine. I want you to have Section 9 settings. I don't want you to bring in your own settings. You're not going to log in as you.
No, you're going to log in with your Section 9 login. Okay, so then answer me this. Is there a way for us to do the Google Chrome how we want it with our security extensions that we have? Because we have several of them in there, one of them being LastPass, right? Is there a way that we can then do, like, you have it configured the way that you want it, and then it can be deployed that way? Or you're saying that plugins are like extensions, correct? So are you saying that the difficult part is that, yeah, you can deploy Google Chrome, which you've seen AutoMox do, but you can do that with the extensions?
So here's where Chrome gets interesting. Chrome, well, let me start off with IE. Internet Explorer or Edge is part of Windows. So Microsoft has a way of managing that through Active Directory. Chrome actually has one for Active Directory as well. You can get the enterprise version of Chrome, put that on there, and when you have that installed, you actually get some tools you can use to manage Chrome. And you can actually manage the extensions you have installed on Chrome.
Okay.
So that's really cool. The problem that we have here is that we are in an environment where we don't have Active Directory. So now how do we manage Google Chrome without Active Directory? Now, I don't know if that's necessarily a big deal for us. Probably not. But let's say, for example, we want to deploy this for a larger organization. They have Windows, they have Active Directory. How do we use Chrome? How do we manage Chrome extensions within an Active Directory environment? You know, how do we make sure that they have the, the enterprise version of Chrome? And how do we get the admin console up? Because there's supposed to be some way of managing Chrome. And I'm not entirely sure if that's directly through Active Directory or if there is an actual admin tool that you can get to manage the enterprise version of Chrome across multiple systems. So that's something I want to check on. The last time I checked on that, which was years ago, there were extensions that you could, or I should say pieces that you could add, software that you could add that would allow you to manage Chrome out of Active Directory. And you could specify certain things, certain settings. I never really got to play with it much, but you could do some stuff out of Active Directory.
So here's a question for you. Is there a way that you can use Windows Active Directory, like they have the Windows Insider program that it gives you access to Windows. I'm sure that you should be able to get access to the enterprise version of it to test the Active Directory with Google Chrome.
Well, you just get server. That's what you would have to have.
Okay.
So that's why we have our lab. You get server, you have your domain set up,
right.
And then you can try to see if you can manage Google Chrome through Active Directory.
Through Active Directory.
But
okay.
What we want to do before we do any of that is find out how is Google Chrome, the enterprise version, managed? What are the tools for that? What do you have to have for that?
Okay.
What are the system requirements? Once we know what that's all about, then we can start deciding what direction to go into. Do we need Active Directory? I'm assuming we are going to have that, but I don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to do some research on that, find out what kind of setup we have to have, and then we can start building a lab that provides the necessary things it has to have in order to be able to manage that in an enterprise environment.
And I can set up the server with a domain.
We'll get there. But mm-hmm. We have to figure out, okay, what are all the requirements for that? What do we have to have? And then we can start that process, whatever that may be, because we don't know yet. And then once we have that piece figured out, then we have to go back and take a look at LastPass and figure out what's going on with LastPass, because some stuff to me seems a little goofy. There are command line options that can or supposedly should install the extension within Chrome. But again, I'm going to have to go back and double check and verify that actually does work. And I may have to call.
Yeah, why don't you call LastPass? Get your questions ready, about what's the app to and the desktop. Why does it take you to the website and everything you want to know? And then give them a call and find out what's going on with that.
Yeah, and I've actually talked to LastPass because I had an issue with their SAML login where we do an automatic login to AutoMox and then one to JITBIT. And the more I play around with SAML, this is another piece to the whole puzzle here. The more I play around with SAML, the more I'm thinking that in our particular situation, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. In a larger enterprise environment, if you have cloud-based applications like JITBIT, AutoMox, then having SAML is kind of nice because...
Can you explain SAML for those that don't know what it is?
Right. So SAML is a authentication process for web-based applications. So if I want to log into AutoMox, normally what I would do is type in my username and password.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say, for example, we have 100 people that are going to be using AutoMox. Well, I don't want to have to create user accounts and manage those user accounts within AutoMox because now I have two things, right?
Right.
I have Active Directory, because if it's 100 people, we probably have Active Directory. We have Windows 10, and then I have to manage those user accounts. And what happens all the time is every time there's a password change, people are going to call and say, I can't remember how to log into my machine. I can't remember how to get my email. How do I log in? Right? So that's an issue. And then we now have AutoMox, which is then another issue because I have usernames and passwords in AutoMox. I have usernames and password for LastPass. I have, so you're in a situation where you have multiple logins for different things. And when you have four or five or six of them, That's crazy. Having more than one is kind of crazy because you have to manage that. So SAML is for what they call single sign-on. So what I could potentially do, and I don't necessarily recommend this because I had issues with this with LastPass, what you could do is you could set up LastPass to be part of Active Directory, and then you can use the SAML for single sign-on with Active Directory and Automox. So now what do I do when I want to log into LastPass? I use my username and password that I have for my computer. I use my username and password that I have for...
You mean your LDAP?
Correct. So the Active Directory login process is what I use for LastPass. And then within LastPass, I'll have a button that I click on to go to Automox. And so now what's cool about that is that I don't have to worry about my username and password on Automox because it's just automatically going to log me in. And for some of these configurations, I don't know if Automox has this, but for some of them, it will auto create a user for you. So if I grant you access within LastPass to go to Automox, you'll see the icon, you'll click on it, it will automatically create your user account and you'll be in. So some of that sounds really cool, but I had some issues with the way in which LastPass does their single sign-on SAML authentication process. Because recently they changed it. The old one seemed to work great, but this new one seems to have a few issues and I'm not too sure about that. There are others out there that provide that single sign-on process, and I think it's Okta that does it. I'll put a link in the show notes to that. They're a company that anytime people talk about single sign-on with web-based applications, that's the one that people talk about. And so what you do is you log in there and then you have access to all your stuff. So those are some things that I'm looking into. And again, what we're really trying to do is use the power of Automox and things like automatically installing applications, automatically installing extensions, looking more at the enterprise level automated process and management solutions. Because when it's just the two of us, sometimes we forget about that. And we say, well, I don't necessarily have to have that. It's just the two of us.
Well, when you have an IT business, it's not going to be just the two of us. It's going to be, you know, your client can require anything between five users to a few hundred.
Exactly. And so we want to have that process in place for when we get to that, you know, client that says, hey, I got 50, I got 60, I got 100 people.
Or you have a small client that is going to expand.
Exactly.
And you need to be able to make that process happen. So
yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I'm looking at now. We are going to go back and take a look at things like, not Nmap, but Nessus. We talked about that last episode that I was going to do that. So that's something I'm going to be working on. But some of these other things have kind of come up because it's like, okay, how would I automate, you know, if we're going to recommend LastPass, how would I automate that process? So if we summarize here, we have LastPass, we like LastPass. There's a few things that are goofy about it that are features that we haven't really played with until recently. But overall, the password management piece is pretty good.
Yeah, and it may be that we don't know how to use it. You know, that's what I'm saying is it will be good to call LastPass and find out.
Yeah, so if we summarize here, we want to automate the installation of LastPass. We want to automate the installation of the Chrome extension. We may want to automate the installation of the Edge extension if people want to use Edge or Internet Explorer. Sometimes people have that that requirement. You could also do that on Firefox as well. So these are some things that we want to take a look at so that when we go into somebody's organization and we say, we recommend you use LastPass, here's how you're going to deploy that across your organization. Because we can't say, use LastPass. No, by the way, you have to walk around to all 100 machines and install this thing.
No.
That's not going to work.
Now, if you're going to provide a service, it needs to be smooth and it needs to, be easy. IT is not easy, but as easy as it can be, as friendly, user-friendly, I guess.
Yeah, and so the other thing that we have to do, too, is make sure we understand how to do the settings out of Automox. For those smaller organizations, they're going to want that. Larger ones, they may have something like Active Directory. All their settings are going to come out of Active Directory. That's perfectly fine. But in smaller organizations, like for some of our stuff, we may want to push out settings from Automox. And I played around with a few of those. Some seem to work, some don't seem to work, and I'm not entirely sure why. But that's probably an issue that I have, where maybe I'm not using it the right way, or I'm missing something somewhere.
We need to document this as we're learning.
Yeah, and I may have to check in with AutoMox and say, hey, I tried this and it didn't seem to work. What am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. So those are some things that I'm working on, just, you know, trying to sort of automate the process of some of the things that we're working on, because we can't be doing this manual stuff for those larger clients. That's not going to work.
No.
So anything else you want to add to that?
No, I'm just excited for you. How are you feeling about the whole thing?
Yeah, we're getting there. I mean, these little things come up that kind of make you wonder, okay, wait a minute here. How are we going to do this for those larger organizations? If we can't automatically install this, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
So those are the things that I'm kind of focusing on right now, is making sure that we have solutions that are going to be solid when we say, hey, we can provide this to you.
You can provide this service and it's solid all the way around.
Yeah. So I think that's it for now. I think this is good enough for what we're working on now. We're going to have to play around with these things to figure out how they actually work. And once we do that, we can talk about that. If you want to take a look at our show notes, you can go to section9.us. If you want to send us a ticket, you can go to section9.us and click on the contact link up at the top. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. Thank you.